This article will be studied during the week of March 23rd through 29th. How will you respond to the ransom? Theme text: The love that Christ has compels us. 2 Corinthians 5:14. Song 18: Grateful for the ransom. Focus: How all of us can show that we appreciate the ransom.
Paragraphs 1 and 2 question: What should the ransom sacrifice of Jesus compel us to do, and why?
If you had been rescued from the rubble of a collapsed building, would you not feel indebted to the person who saved your life? Even if others were saved too, you would likely want to express your appreciation personally to show that you do not take your rescue for granted. As the preceding article explained, we cannot rescue ourselves from the effects of inherited sin. However, the ransom sacrifice of Jesus can rescue us by providing 1. Forgiveness of the sins we commit, 2. Hope of being completely healed from our sinful condition, and 3. Reconciliation with God. As a result, we have the prospect of living forever in Jehovah's new world. Truly, the ransom highlights Jesus' love for people, a love that he had long before he was born as a perfect human. The Apostle Paul wrote that the love the Christ has compels us.
2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15 reads,
"For the love the Christ has compels us, because this is what we have concluded, that one man died for all. So then all had died. And he died for all, so that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised up."
This means that Jesus' love should move us to respond in some way, to show that we do not take his ransom sacrifice for granted.
The picture for paragraphs 1 and 2 shows the man from the previous article who was trapped in the rubble of a collapsed building being hoisted out of the debris by a rescue worker. The picture caption reads, "Whether rescued from a collapsed building or from our inherited sin, we are indebted to the one who saves us." Paragraph 3 question: Why might each person respond differently to the ransom?
In what way will the loving provision of the ransom compel you? Your answer might differ from that of another person. To illustrate why, imagine that 3 people are about to travel to the same destination, but each person is starting from a different city. The routes they take will differ. In a similar way, the route you take to your destination or goal, that is, to show appreciation for the ransom, depends on where you stand right now in your relationship with Jehovah. With that in mind, this article will address 3 groups of people: 1. Bible students, 2. Baptized Christians, and 3. Sheep who have strayed from the flock. Bible students.
Paragraph 4 question: In what way are Bible students noticed by Jehovah?
If you are studying the Bible, consider this. Your response to the good news indicates that you are among those whom Jehovah is drawing into a relationship with him. Jehovah is the examiner of hearts. This means that he notices your efforts to learn about him, and he rejoices to see your progress as you make changes to conform to his standards. Proverbs 17:3. The ransom makes it possible for you to have a close friendship with Jehovah. Never take that for granted.
Paragraph 5 question: How can Bible students apply the direction found at Philippians 3:16?
As a Bible student, how can you respond appreciatively to the ransom? One way is to follow the Apostle Paul's counsel to the Philippians. To the extent we have made progress, let us go on walking orderly in this same course. Philippians 3:16. Another Bible version renders this verse, "We must keep going in the direction that we are now headed." In harmony with that counsel, do not let anything hinder your progress on the road to life.
Paragraph 6, question: what can Bible students do if they find it difficult to make changes?
What if you find it difficult to accept the Bible teaching that you recently learned? Do research on that teaching and pray to Jehovah for a clearer understanding of it. If you still find it difficult to understand the teaching, set the matter aside for now. But do not stop studying the Bible. What if you find it difficult to abandon a practice that the Bible condemns? Remember that Jehovah never asks the impossible of imperfect humans. You can live by His standards.
Deuteronomy 30:11-14 reads,
"Now this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it beyond your reach. It is not in the heavens, so that you have to say, 'Who will ascend to the heavens and get it for us, so that we may hear it and observe it?' Nor is it on the other side of the sea, so that you have to say, 'Who will cross over to the other side of the sea and get it for us, so that we may hear it and observe it?' For the word is very near you, in your own mouth and in your own heart, so that you may do it."
And Jehovah promises to help you, so do not give up. Rather than dwell on the challenge that you are facing, focus on your appreciation for all that Jehovah has provided, including the ransom arrangement. As your love for Jehovah grows, you will find that His commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5:3.
The footnote reads, "To help you progress as you study the Bible, use the goal box near the end of each lesson in the Enjoy Life Forever book." The picture for paragraph 6 shows a man reading lesson 40 of the Enjoy Life Forever book. On his desk is a pack of cigarettes and an ashtray filled with cigarette butts. The picture caption reads, "Jehovah never asks the impossible. He will help us to live by His standards." Paragraph 7, question: what can young ones who are being raised in the truth reflect on?
What about you young ones who are being raised in the truth? You too are Bible students. In fact, you are your parents' most important Bible students. The Bible says, "Draw close to God, and He will draw close to you." James 4:8. When you take the initiative to draw close to Jehovah, He responds by drawing close to you. Jehovah does not view you as just being part of a group. He draws each individual, including each individual who is being raised in the truth. What has made it possible for you to have a personal friendship with Jehovah? The ransom, something that you should never take for granted. So before you attend this year's memorial, why not reflect on what Jesus' death means for you? Let that thought compel you to work toward your next spiritual goal, whatever it might be, to show that you appreciate the ransom that Jehovah provided through His Son. Baptized Christians.
Paragraph 8, question: how have baptized Christians demonstrated faith in the ransom?
If you are a baptized Christian, you have already demonstrated faith in the ransom in a number of ways. For example, you took steps to be close to Jehovah and to conform to His standards. You obeyed Jesus' command to make disciples by sharing your faith with others. You dedicated yourself to Jehovah and got baptized. Have you faced opposition as a result of your stand for true worship? Your faithful endurance demonstrates your love for Jehovah and your appreciation for the ransom that He provided through His Son.
Paragraph 9, question: what danger should baptized Christians be aware of?
As baptized Christians, we need to be aware of a danger. Over time, we could take the ransom for granted. How might that happen? Consider the first century Christians in Ephesus. The resurrected Jesus commended them for their endurance. However, he told them, "I hold this against you, that you have left the love you had at first." Revelation chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. As Jesus' words indicate, a Christian's worship could gradually lapse into a mechanical routine. Such a person could be praying, going to meetings, and participating in the ministry, but is merely going through the motions. He or she is no longer motivated by love. What can you do if you feel that your love for Jehovah is not as strong as it once was?
Paragraph 10 question. How can you ponder over and be absorbed in your Christian activities?
The Apostle Paul told Timothy to ponder over and be absorbed in his own Christian activities.
1 Timothy 4:13 reads,
"Until I come, continue applying yourself to public reading, to exhortation, to teaching."
Verse 15 reads,
"Ponder over these things, be absorbed in them, so that your advancement may be plainly seen by all people."
In harmony with that counsel, try to think of ways that you can make your worship more meaningful so that you can remain aglow with the Spirit. Romans 12:11. For example, perhaps you could improve your attention at meetings by preparing for them more thoroughly. Or, you may be able to make your personal study sessions more rewarding by creating periods of solitude that will allow you to meditate on what you studied. Just as you would stoke a fire to keep it burning, you can apply yourself in these areas in order to rekindle your appreciation for all that Jehovah has provided, including the ransom. Also, why not use the weeks leading up to the memorial to meditate on the unique blessings we enjoy as Jehovah's Witnesses? No doubt that will help you build appreciation for the ransom, the basis for your relationship with Jehovah.
Paragraphs 11 and 12 question, does a temporary lack of zeal mean that you have lost God's Spirit? Explain.
If, for a time, you do not feel as zealous in true worship as you would like to be, do not be discouraged or conclude that you have lost God's Spirit. Recall what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians about his ministry. "Even if I do it against my will, I still have a stewardship entrusted to me." 1 Corinthians 9:17. What did he mean? Paul had tendencies that at times put a damper on his desire to preach. Yet he was determined to persevere in his ministry despite how he felt at that moment. You can have a similar resolve. Be determined to do the right thing even if you lack motivation. So pray for the desire and the power to act. Philippians 2:13. Stay active in your spiritual routine. Be confident that in time your actions will affect your feelings, and you will rekindle the love that is still in your heart.
The picture for paragraphs 11 and 12 shows a downcast sister with her baby in a stroller, working in the ministry with another sister who has her arm around her. The picture caption reads, "Stay active in your spiritual routine even if for a time you lack motivation." Paragraph 13 question, how can we keep testing whether we are in the faith?
From time to time, we do well to examine ourselves in harmony with the direction found at 2 Corinthians 13:5. Keep testing whether you are in the faith. Keep proving what you yourselves are. Periodically, we can ask ourselves such questions as, am I putting kingdom interest first in my life? Does my choice of entertainment show that I hate what is bad? Do I promote peace and unity among fellow believers? The memorial, the occasion when we especially reflect on Jehovah's provision of the ransom, gives us an opportunity to examine ourselves and make sure that we are living for Christ and not for ourselves. Sheep who have strayed.
Paragraph 14, question. What might cause some Christians to stray from the flock?
Some Christians have stopped associating with the congregation after a period of months or even after years of faithful service. Why? Some are overwhelmed by the anxieties of life. Luke 21:34. Others have been stumbled by the words or the actions of a fellow believer. Still others got involved in serious wrongdoing and are reluctant to ask for help. Whatever the cause, what can you do if you have strayed from the flock? What can the loving provision of the ransom compel you to do?
Paragraph 15, question. How does Jehovah show that he cares about sheep who have strayed?
Reflect on how Jehovah feels about those who have strayed. He does not reject them. Instead, he searches for lost sheep. He feeds them and helps them to return to him.
Ezekiel 34:11-12 reads,
For this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says, Here I am, and I myself will search for my sheep, and I will care for them. I will care for my sheep like a shepherd who has found his scattered sheep and is feeding them. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered in the day of clouds and thick gloom.
Verse 16 reads,
The lost one I will search for, the stray I will bring back, the injured I will bandage, and the weak I will strengthen. But the fat one and the strong one I will annihilate. I will feed that one with judgment.
Could Jehovah be doing the same for you? Yes. The fact that you are considering this material indicates that your heart is inclined toward righteousness. Just as Jehovah saw your heart condition and drew you into the truth, might he now be drawing you back?
Paragraph 16, question. What can help lost sheep to return to Jehovah?
The brochure, Return to Jehovah, contains these encouraging words. Be assured that Jehovah will be there for you as you return to him. He will help you to deal with anxiety, to resolve hurt feelings, and to find the peace of mind and heart that comes from having a clean conscience. Then, you may once again feel moved to serve Jehovah along with fellow worshipers. Remember, too, that the elders are eager to help you. They can prove to be like a hiding place from the wind, a place of concealment from the rainstorm. Isaiah 32:2. In appreciation for the ransom, ask yourself, what steps can I take now to set matters straight with Jehovah? Isaiah 1:18. For example, can you attend a meeting at the Kingdom Hall? Can you reach out to one of the elders and ask for spiritual assistance, which might include a regular Bible study for a time? You can be sure that Jehovah will bless your prayerful efforts to show appreciation for the ransom of his Son.
The picture for paragraph 16 shows an older man with a Bible in hand, standing a short distance away from a Kingdom Hall. He observes brothers and sisters warmly welcoming one another as they arrive. The picture caption reads, Ask yourself, what steps can I take now to set matters straight with Jehovah?
How will you respond?
Paragraphs 17 and 18 question, How can we wisely use our time before this year's memorial?
Jesus said that the ransom was provided so that everyone exercising faith in him might not be destroyed, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. The ransom is Jehovah's means of rescuing us from the effects of sin and death. None of us should take it for granted. The days before the memorial give us an opportunity to reflect on the love that Jehovah and Jesus showed. And this love should compel us to respond appreciatively. How will the ransom move you to respond? Your answer might differ from that of another person, but you can be sure that Jehovah will bless your efforts as you join millions of other worshipers who live no longer for themselves, but for Him who died for them. 2 Corinthians 5:15. How can the following groups of people show appreciation for the ransom? Bible students, baptized Christians, sheep who have strayed. Song 14, Praising Earth's New King. End of article.